Father, I ask as I speak that you'll take my words and that you will speak through them, and each one of us will hear you speaking. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. I wonder whether you're beginning to get COP26 fatigue. You're hearing it, I imagine, on every newscast. You're seeing it on the television. And is it beginning just to go over your heads? Because I think sometimes we can be overexposed to things and we just begin to ignore them. Have you thought about why Christians ought to be involved in climate change? Have you ever thought about that? In the first lockdown, people became very those who had the joy of having a garden became very aware of their gardens. The gardens bloomed. They were probably taken care of in a way they'd not been taken care of for years. And I remember hearing birdsong in a way that I thought I hadn't heard birdsong for a long time because it was all so quiet. And in some ways, I really quite enjoyed that first lockdown. Looking back, there was a time of great peace. Could enjoy nature. And I can remember coming, it was after the lockdown had begun to ease. When I was at Attingham, it must have been the early autumn, I can remember a visitor saying, "Oh, thank you so much for keeping this place open, that we've been able to go for walks and enjoy. It's been such a help when I'm having to work at home." So I think most of us, really appreciated nature in a way perhaps we hadn't done before. And we enjoyed it more, perhaps because we'd had more time to do so. In the creation story, we have in Genesis 1, at the end of Genesis chapter 1, we have, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. With that sack of rubbish that Chris had collected and Joe brought with her, we saw a way in which we as human beings, can't blame anyone else but human beings, mar the world because we drop litter. Now, I want you to think very, very, very carefully. Can you put your hand up and say you have never, ever, ever dropped litter? And I'm not saying necessarily intentionally, but perhaps something's dropped out of your pocket and then blown away so you haven't been able to pick it up. Right, is there anyone that can put their hand up and say they've never, ever, ever littered? Well, I think we've got some very virtuous people here. I have difficulty in totally believing you, but if you put your hands up. But it's, I would say the majority of us, hopefully, try, if something comes out of pocket, we try and pick it up. It's not always possible. But we try to. We don't, I hope no one here deliberately litters. And it is interesting when you walk around, particularly in that first lockdown, I was aware of the rubbish that was accumulating, the plastic bottles. And I think because of the fear of the disease, I wasn't prepared to pick things up in a way that I have done before. So we then have at the end of, in Genesis 2, verse 15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. He put him in the Garden of Eden, and his purpose was to take care of it. And that's the challenge of climate change to me. Are we taking care of this beautiful world that God has given for us to live in? How much care are you taking? How much care am I taking? And we have in that first reading, Psalm 8, it's a psalm that I like so much. We have the psalmist saying, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What are mere mortals that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned them with glory and honor. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet." Wow. Puts us in a place, doesn't it? The glory of God, the wonder of the earth. And particularly if you're somewhere where you have not got light pollution, to see the glory of the stars. What is God that he cares about us, that he's put us at the top of creation? But being at the top of creation comes with responsibility, which it seems to me so often as humankind we're not rising up to. Do we see ourselves as guardians of the earth? So I believe that Christians have to be involved in climate change. If we really say that we love God, then actually we have to love his creation, and therefore we have to look after it. And I personally find that quite a challenge in many ways. Many of you, I'm sure, will have seen David Attenborough's programs would have seen Blue Planet. And there's one program that I can remember so vividly. It was about plastic, and it was showing how it was plastic had come up against, I think, an island, and it was so wide, all this plastic rubbish. Who's that created by? It's created by us humans. And there was something on the in the news, I think, at the beginning of the week that's just gone, about plastic wipes being flushed down the loos, which you're not supposed to do. It does say that. But isn't it easier just to get rid of it, to flush it down a loo? And what's happening, there's plastic in it, and those plastic particles are fouling up the waterways, etc., etc., are poisoning the fish. It's partly because we're lazy, aren't we? I believe that we're all lazy in different ways. We take shortcuts because it suits us. And you've probably seen the pictures of deforestation and the damage that causes. So the root cause, actually, of climate change is actually human greed exploiting the Earth's resources. So what does it mean for you and your family? Does climate change really impact you? Is it in your thinking very much? We're lucky here that we don't experience real extremes of weather. We do know there has been flooding in various places, and are probably very grateful we don't live in those places. But there are areas of the world which are becoming inhabitable, where islands are being submerged, where people are living when instead of having a monsoon period, so they know it's going to rain at this time of year, something we've never known, that sort of it's going to rain then, and then it's going to be dry. That's not happening. So they're facing severe droughts, and therefore they're not able to grow their crops, they're not able to feed their animals. Or the reverse is happening, there's flooding, so that washes out their crops. We don't experience that, for which we are very, very fortunate. So I think in some ways it's very easy for us to say, oh, well, you know, doesn't expect us. Apparently, 132 million people live in extreme poverty because of climate change. I find that absolutely horrendous. Again, we are so lucky, aren't we? And so our role as Christians is to look after the earth. And I want us to just look at that second reading that Ali brought to us, about that rich young man who comes to Jesus. And he obviously wants to find something out. Obviously, I believe the Spirit is moving in him because he comes to Jesus. And he says, what must I do to gain eternal life? And so Jesus comes up with all the commandments. And the bloke, he can say, well, actually, I've kept those. So what am I missing? And Jesus got to the root cause. Your wealth is blocking you. And he goes away sadly. And to me, the thing to take from this is that climate change is going to cost us in many different ways. Are we prepared for that cost? Are we prepared to change our way of life? For those of us who've got cars, petrol or diesel, are we prepared to think about walking? Well, that's going to take me much longer. Oh, I haven't got time to do that. Or cycling, or going on a bus or a train, or sharing a car. It makes us think. It causes us, can cause us a problem in time. It can be costly in time. You've possibly heard of toilet twinning. In the ladies' loo in the parish centre, there is actually a picture of a loo that our loos are twinned with, and we did some years ago also collect money for loos for a school. So you can now also twin your rubbish bin. Many parts of the world have no rubbish collection, and if any of you have been to these parts of the world, I'm going to tell you it's horrendous. You just see rubbish piled up. So of course what they do partly is burn it to help reduce it. Well, that causes pollution. Also, because there is rubbish around, we know this from when we've had no rubbish collections occasionally in this country, you then begin to get disease. You get rats, etc. By twinning your bin with a social enterprise that's collecting and recycling rubbish, helps prevent disease, protects the environment, and provides jobs. And you can find about it on bintwinning.org. And I will get that put into the notice sheet. But it's perhaps a small thing that we can all do, because I believe that small things are effective. Sometimes people say, oh, well, there's no point. And I remember someone saying, oh, there's no point in voting. My vote doesn't count. But actually, if we all said that, nothing would happen. If you think about lakes, they happen with drops of water. Each single drop contributes. In the same way, any action we take will help. We could perhaps change to green energy. Again, that might cost more than our present providers. And in a time when energy prices are going up, I'm perhaps all going to be careful what I'm saying. But I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So there's lots of small things that we can do to help with climate change. And as I've said, nothing is too small. So we need to repent of our selfishness and greed that has helped to bring about climate change. We need to pray for ourselves that we are more willing to perhaps change our lifestyle bit by bit. And we need to pray for the leaders of the nations, particularly at this time, as they're making the decisions that are going to affect us all. We need to speak up. A Christian body needs to speak up, speaking truth to power. And we need to change our way of living, which may be costly, but we are called to be guardians of God's creation. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your beautiful world that you've given us. And Lord, it's an overwhelming responsibility to put us in charge of your creation. Lord, help us. Help us to recognise where we need to change our lives and how we can truly be guardians of this wonderful earth that you have given us to live on. Amen.